لله وفيه جزء الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستكبر. We praise him, we seek his help and we seek his forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. We seek Allah's protection from the evil of ourselves and from our bad deeds. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one who can lead him astray. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever he allows to go astray, there is no one who can give him guidance. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship other than Allah alone and without body. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his servant and his messenger. أما بعد. فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. The best narrative is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best guidance is that of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشر الأمور محدثاتها. And the worst of affairs are those things that we introduce into this deen of ours. وكل بدعة ضلالة. And every innovation leads astray. وكل ضلالة في النار. And every going astray leads to the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu teaches us from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, there are no days, no days, العمل الصالح أحب إلى الله فيها من هذه الأيام. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no days, no days, are good deeds dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these first 10 days of the Hijjah. And these first 10 days of the Hijjah. We're now in the month of the Hijjah, in the first 10 days. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, wala jihad fi sabilillah. Not even jihad fi sabilillah, if it is done on any other time. He said, wala jihad fi sabilillah. Not even this. Illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi wa lam yarja min dhalika bi shay. Except a man who goes out with his life and his wealth and returns with nothing. Except a person who goes out with his life and his wealth and returns with nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then encourages the believers at this time to increase in righteous deeds. To increase in righteous deeds. To do as much as we can. Because it is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. According to Abu Qatada, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was questioned about the fasting before the day of Eid, the day of Arafah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who fasts on this day, it is an atonement for the year that passed and what remains of this year. It is an atonement. You kept it. You kept the Rasina al-Madiya wal-Baqiya. It is an atonement for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these words. He is encouraging the believers on this day, that day before Eid, to fast. For those who would want to receive those rewards that they will have inshaAllah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged. He didn't make it binding. He didn't make it binding on us to do so. But a person who is concerned about the life to come, if he is able to do so, he will try his best to do so. So that he will have his sins diminished or removed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also taught us in this time. According to Ummi Salam, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, if you see the new month of the Hijjah, and one of you intends to sacrifice, he says, فَلْيُمْسِكْ إِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَذْكَارِهِ, then do not touch your hair and do not clip your fingernails. Once the month of the Hijjah begins and you intend to sacrifice, do not do this. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ الدِّنْكُنْ يَذْبَحُ, whoever has an animal to sacrifice, once the new moon appears with the Hijjah, he said, لَا يَخْوْتَنَّ مِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَذْبَارِهِ حَتَّى يُضُحِيَ, do not take from your hair or from your fingernails until you sacrifice. But those who are not aware of this sunnah, then begin by doing it now. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, Allah doesn't place on you a burden greater than you can bear. Knowledge, you're responsible for it once it comes to you. So once you understand this, then try to put into practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with those who intend to carry out this sacrifice. One of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this time, for those who intend to do it, according to Al-Bara ibn Azib, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرْبَعُ لَا تَجُوزُ فِي الْأَضَاحِ, four things are not allowed for you to use and to have when you're sacrificing for Allah. Four things. الْعَرَى الْبَيِّنْ عَوَرُهَا, this is the one-eyed animal. It's clearly one eye. It cannot see. أَرْبَعَ, also الْمَرِيدَ الْبَيِّنْ مَرَضُهَا, the sick animal, if it is clearly sick, you should not take these animals that are feeble like this and go and say you're going to go closer to Allah by sacrificing them. وَالْأَرْجَاءَ الْبَيْنْ ظَلَوْهَا, and the lame animal that is clearly lame. وَالْأَجْبَاءَ, and the emaciated soul, slender animal that it has no benefit in the meat. These animals, the Prophet ﷺ said, these are not allowed for you to go and say that I'm going to sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are not allowed. According to Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said that the Prophet ﷺ commanded us, and the stashri fil ayn wal udun, that we should examine the eyes of the animal and also the ear, to make sure that it doesn't have these things in it. And he said that we should not slaughter or sacrifice an animal if the ears are slit from behind or in front or if it's torn. These should not be used for sacrifice. These should not be used for sacrifice. In another narration by Al-Bara ibn Azib, he said that I had an uncle of mine, and he sacrificed before the time of the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Shatuka shatul laham," which you have sacrificed is only what you normally sacrifice. It is not considered obhiyah, the sacrifice for this occasion. Which means then that brothers who intend to do it try, and sisters as well, try and organize that it be done after the salah. After the salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this person, that what you have done is what you normally do throughout the year. And then he said, مَنْ ذَبَحَ قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّمَا يَذْبَحْ لِنَفْسِهِ, whoever slaughters before salah, he has done it for himself. وَمَنْ ذَبَحَ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فَقَدْ تَمَّ نُسُكُهُ وَأَصَابَ سُنَّةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and whoever does it after salah, his sacrifice is complete. And he has acted according to the sunnah of the believers. For this reason then, the brothers and sisters who intend to get these benefits, this is something that we should keep in mind. This is a blessed time for us, for those who believe. It is the beginning of Eid. But we will only receive the rewards of the acts that we do if we have two things in the forefront of our mind. That we are sincerely doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it is according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. otherwise it shall be rejected. This is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, so that we would do things correctly, and we would do it correctly and thus reap the rewards for it. So this time, according to Ibn Abbas, it is a special time for those who believe. It is the time for giving, and it is the time for storing up good deeds, as many as we can. Especially during this time when deeds are dearer and more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other time. May Allah help us to take the opportunity and benefit from it. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there was a time when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to forbid the believers from keeping the meat that you sacrifice for more than three days. And he said to them, I used to prevent you from doing this. I used to prevent you from doing this because of the poor folks that came from the surrounding areas. He said, but now, kulu wa dakhiru wa tasaddaqu. Eat for yourselves, store up and give in charity. That particular law that was then before has been abrogated, has been cancelled. And here the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us what we're allowed to do with the animal that we sacrifice. He also teaches us according to Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said that the Prophet ﷺ commanded me to be in charge of his sacrificial animal. And he said to me, to sadaq, give in charity the flesh, the skin, and even what is on the back of the animal, let it go peaceably in there. He says that do not give the butcher, the one who sacrifices on your behalf, anything. Don't give him anything of it. This that we give him is for Allah and Allah alone. That which we send him before is for Allah and Allah alone. Don't give him any of this meat as a reward for what he gave. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, so what we do, we give him out of our own pockets from ourselves. Not from the meat, not from anything of this sacrificial animal. Not from anything of this sacrificial animal. According to Abdul ibn Yasar, he said, I asked Abu Ayyub al-Ansari concerning the sacrifice. كيف كانت الأضاحي على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. How was the sacrifice done during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said that a man used to take a sheep for himself and his family. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man would take a sheep for himself and his family. And this was sufficient. Sufficient for him and his family. He said until the people started to vie with one another and started to show off. Fasara kamatara. And it became as you see now. People are just trying to see who can do most. But what is important, brothers and sisters, is the intent. It is the intent that the believer has. لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لَقُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah, the blood and the flesh doesn't reach Allah, but the taqwa does. So a person then has to have focus. Has to have focus that this is something that I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that we're doing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person then, if he has a sheep, he can do it on behalf of him and his family. If there is a cow, seven of them can share it. And this is something that we find in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it is explained for us that on this occasion we shall reap the greatest benefit, and that we will do it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not do what we fear. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, I have left you on a clear path. Its night and its day are equal in its brilliance. Anyone who deviates from it has destroyed himself. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, stick to my sunnah and the path of the rightly guided khulafa. Stick to them stubbornly. He said this to them after teaching them something that will come to pass. وَمَنْ يَعِشِ مِنْكُمْ And whoever lives long from amongst you, you shall see a lot of differences. But if you want to be on the right path, don't bring anything into this deen that was not there during the time of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions. Otherwise, in spite of us considering it to be good, it will lead us astray. These are some of the things that we have been taught by Allah's Messenger, so that it will help us in the righteous deeds that we do. This is the beginning of the hijrah. These are the first 10 days. Let us struggle to make the best out of it, to get the rewards that we would want to see before us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah help us to see the truth as it is, and give us the strength, courage, and sincerity to follow. Amen. Show us His guidance as it is, and give us strength, courage, and sincerity to stay with Him.